When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, you know my next guest from The Help, Spider-Man, and her Oscar-winning performance in La La Land. She now stars as tennis star Billie Jean King in Battle of the Sexes.
How about this? Man versus woman. Male chauvinist pig versus hairy-legged feminist. No offense. You're still a feminist, right?
No, I'm a tennis player who happens to be a woman.
That's right. That's exactly who you are. And I am a tennis player who happens to be a man.
No.
35 grand.
Where'd you get the kind of money?
You see, you're tempted.
I'm really not. I'm not interested, Bobby. Good night.
Don't hang up.
And by the way, I shaved my legs.
Please welcome Emma Stone.
Who was that?
Who was that before?
That was a woman who filled me with a lot of hope.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That was, this is a tough act to follow. That was unbelievable.
It absolutely is.
Oh,
it
my
absolutely
God.
Is. Did you have a chance to talk to her backstage?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, lovely to meet you. Nice to have you on the show.
Really nice to meet you. Thank you for having me. On the same night as Hillary Clinton.
I am old enough to remember the Battle of the Sexes between Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs. It's hard to convey to everybody now what a giant media event this was. It was a circus.
Yeah.
Explain to the people what exactly happened.
It took place tomorrow, September 20th, 1973, 44 years ago. And Bobby Riggs was 55 years old. Billie Jean King was 29. She was pretty much the number one female tennis player in the world. Mm-hmm. And he challenged her to a true battle of the sexes, and 90 million people watched. Mm-hmm. And it was an enormous tennis match. It was like a huge entertainment spectacle, but it was also a huge catalyst for a lot of social change. And Billie Jean has obviously become one of the most recognizable figures, I think, in the fight for equality that we have today.
It sounds like a silly thing on a certain level.
Yeah, yeah.
On a certain level, it sounds like a silly thing, kind of an older, sort of washed-out tennis player challenging a 29-year-old woman to prove that, like, what did he say? Women should be belong in the bedroom, in the kitchen?
Uh-huh, bedroom, in the kitchen.
In that order.
Uh-huh.
In that order.
Yeah, yeah.
And people were literally taking sides on a real cultural battleground here. Helen Reddy's I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar was kind of the anthem of the time and of that match.
Yeah.
And she smoked him.
She smoked him.
Yeah.
In three straight sets. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She killed him. Matter of fact, I see that you backstage, you actually, there are T-shirts that have Billie Jean King on it with the score, 6-4, 6-3, 6-3.
But then can I also point something out beyond this very cool photo, is that I get a chance to meet Hillary Clinton, which is unfathomable and incredible, and I look like I'm nude.
This is the two of them backstage holding up these commemorative T-shirts in front of them. And it does... It does look like you're topless.
Really? Like...
Yeah. Yeah.
You had one shot. Whatever.
Now, Bobby Riggs in this movie is played by our friend Steve Carell.
Yes.
What a jerk, huh?
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
You could not meet a crueler man than Steve Carell.
Now, you got to meet... Is this the first time you played a living person?
Yes.
Oh, so, so here you are. You actually went... Was this the U.S. Open?
This was the U.S. Open, yeah. This was last weekend.
You with Billie Jean King.
Yeah. Unreal.
She herself is just a lovely, really funny person,
too.
Oh,
she's fantastic. She's the biggest spitfire.
What's it like going to see a tennis match with her? Is it like eating dinner with Julia Child or like going to a concert with Paul McCartney?
What Essentially, yes, except for, you, as you see in the photo, it's the two of us sitting there. There's no one on the other side of her. So she did live commentary without any pauses in my ear for the entirety of the match.
That was a thumbs up on that?
It was pretty incredible. But the thing is that before I played Billie Jean, I was not an athlete by any means at all. And my younger brother was a high school football quarterback. And
you follow sports or anything?
No. And so I went to a game once and someone got tackled and I was like, fumble! So to have one of the greatest athletes of all time talking to you about a sport, which thankfully I know a lot more about tennis now, of course, than I ever have football.
Sure.
But I was like, this is slightly lost on me in some ways.
But I've seen some of the footage.
So I'm an asshole. Like, it was great, but I'm sorry I said asshole.
But I've seen the footage. I mean, you're really serving.
It was boot camp. It was true boot camp in learning to play tennis. I also had the most incredible double and coach and trainer, and it was like a whole team of people that were so helpful. But it was some serious tennis.
So if your brother's on the team, but you're not into sports at all, it was theater club.
I did improv.
Oh, you did improv?
I did improv.
Okay.
Growing up, yeah. And wow. And like a little bit of sketch stuff when I was a kid. And then, uh-huh. Yeah. And then now, I moved to LA pretty young.
I understand you had some pretty young. What time? How old were you moving?
I was 15 when I moved.
That's really young.
Yeah, really young.
Wow. So like 6 years ago or something like that.
It was 6 years ago. Thank you so much. Yes. It's about to be 6 years.
It's about to be six
it's
years.
It's about to be 6 years.
Can you explain this to me? What is happening? This is, how old were you when you drew this?
Okay, so. So I was nine. I was in therapy at that time. I drew this in therapy. This is me, I guess, with really, it's great artistry with my shoes. And then this is anxiety here.
Right down
it's
here.
It's a little green monster that looks a little bit like someone backstage said, a uterus. With some ovaries.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't mean for it to be hormonally related in any way. As I said, I was nine.
Let's follow that feeling.
Okay.
Let's follow that feeling. Where does that take you?
So I was a very, very, very anxious child, and I had a lot of panic attacks, and I really
like
benefited
at this
in a big
age, like
way
at 9
from
years
therapy.
Old?
Yeah, I started at seven.
Does the acting help you with the anxiety?
It helped me so much. Improv helped me so much, and I still have anxiety to this day. Panic attacks.
Yeah, yeah. I had one on November 8th, and I find...
I find performing
helps me a lot every night. Yeah.
Do you ever get anxious?
Oh, yeah. No, I really... I had, like, when I was younger, not nine, but younger, I had anxiety attacks, like, curl up on the couch backstage at the Second City and don't talk to me, and I hear my cue and walk on stage.
Yeah.
But when you get on stage, you feel fine.
Isn't that wild?
Isn't it crazy?
And that, by the way, just to bring it back around, Billie Jean was telling me the same thing, that she was going through so much in her life, which is what the movie's about, so much angst, and she would walk out on that tennis court, and
that's it.
It was gone.
Showtime, folks.
Showtime, folks.
Well, thank you so much for being
here.
Thank you
so much for having me.
Lovely to meet you.
Thank you. It's lovely to meet you.
Battle of the Sexes is in theaters this Friday. Emma Stone, everybody.
Coming up, Naomi Osaka.
Enjoying this episode of the Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to super fans, to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods too by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Brave the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My next guest is a four-time Grand Slam tennis champion. She has just written a new children's book called The Way Champs Play. Please welcome to The Late Show the champ herself, Naomi Osaka. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Have you ever done a late night show before?
No, this is my... Wow. My voice is loud.
Well, you look lovely. Thank you so much for being
here.
Yeah,
but no, this is my first time.
Well, I'm glad to have you.
Thank you.
Now, as you said, this late night debut, and... But it's not your your debut in New York City. This is the town where you got your start. Welcome home, for one thing. Here you are. Tell me about this. who is this little girl? How old is she here playing on a public court in New York?
You know, I don't remember.
Do you remember those early lessons?
Yes. So I remember, like, grinding on those courts. And my dad actually... I don't know if I should tell you this, but, like...
Oh, you definitely should tell us now.
I just remember, like, watching all the other kids, like, take their summer vacations, and we had to, like, be on the courts, which I'm happy he made us do it now. But, like, at the time, I was so jealous of everyone else. But I think I was, like, 5, maybe, give or take.
Yeah. That's when my mom had me start doing monologues. Yeah. Just out in the cornfield. Yeah.
Oh, man.
They say if you can make corn laugh, you can make anything. So when you're back in town, what do you like to do? Like, you know, the comforts of home. What do you like to do when you're here?
My grandma lives here.
Oh, that's nice.
And also, she still lives in the place where I grew up, so I love going back there.
That's nice.
And then I love just walking around.
Yeah.
Because I feel like in New York, once you step outside, you're kind of forced to go, like...
No, it's like you're in the rapids of a river.
Yeah.
You get swept along. Exactly. Start paddling.
Yeah, I kind of like that feeling.
Any go-to foods when you're back here?
I love Haitian food. And Florida and New York is the only place where you can kind of find great Haitian food. So I make a note to always try whenever I'm here.
Okay. Any recommendations?
For you?
Yeah. Haitian food? Any Haitian dishes I should try? I'm not familiar. Yeah.
What are your favorite foods?
I like hot dogs and ice cream and spaghetti.
You know, there's like, if you like Jamaican patties, there's Haitian patties. They're slightly different.
Sure.
There's like a vegetable stew. It's called legume. It's pretty good.
Legume, sure, yeah.
It's like a starter dish for you, yeah.
It's a starter dish for the non-Haitian. Start with the legume. All right, I'll take that as a warning. Now, you're an icon, you know, already at such a young age, but not everybody knows who you are. I love this story. You tweeted this. It says, "I never thought I was young until an electrician came to my house and asked me if my parents were home."
Yeah.
So you're in your house.
Yeah.
You're in your house, and he says, "Where are your folks?"
Yeah, he said, "Where are your parents?" And then he also said, "This is a nice house. What do your parents do?"
Did you ever reveal to him that you're Naomi Osaka?
No, that's weird. I
don't know. I guess it is weird. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Do you enjoy not being recognized? Because it's pleasant sometimes. You know, I'm no international tennis star, but it's pleasant to, like, be anonymous at times.
No, it's I like it. I would stay this way, yeah. Because, okay, so for me, it's funny because I think people recognize my name more, like the full name.
Yeah.
And so it's whenever I go to the airport or
there are several times I go to the airport and I dress like a bum. So I have like...
What do you mean like a bum?
Like,
what's a bum
okay,
in your opinion?
Okay, so... Okay, maybe not. That's mean. Okay. Like, I just have, like, sweatpants and a hoodie on. And
so you're not wearing this at the airport, is
yes.
what you're saying.
So then yes. I'll have a beanie on. And I guess I look like a guy to a lot of people. So you don't have to respond to that. So, and then I'll go to the TSA agent. And there was one time I went up there. And the lady was like, okay, next, sir, please come. So then I just walk up to her and I hand her my passport and she reads my whole name and she just gets so shocked. And it's just so funny to me. So then she's like, are you? And I'm like, yeah. And then I just take my passport and
That's
I leave.
Nice. That does. I like that one. I like the, are you? Yeah. Well, you have a new book here. It's called The Way Champs Play. It's a children's book. And I'm curious, who taught you how to play like a champ?
So
was there a champ mentor?
You know, both of my parents would say themselves.
And do you have to choose?
You know, I tell them whatever they want to hear.
That's a good daughter. That's a good daughter. You've become a champion in your own right of mental health, of people being open about how they feel. And you've said it's okay to not be okay, which is sort of contrary to what is thought of as the conventional wisdom of sports, like, you know, mental toughness and get back in there and suck it up. Where did you learn that for yourself? Where did you find the personal courage in the face of that kind of pressure to be okay with not being okay?
That's a hard question to answer. I think for me, I've just always been taught to kind of like stick it out or like work through it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's a very valuable lesson because it has gotten me through a lot of things mm-hmm. in my life. But there was just a point where I thought to myself, like, why, you know? And not in a negative way, but like, if I am feeling this way, why would I keep pushing through it when I can kind of confront it and fix it and then continue on my journey? Mm. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Have other athletes reached out to you or anything to say that they were inspired or moved by your example?
Yeah, so actually, I was kind of huddled up in like my house for a while after that whole thing happened, and then I went to the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And there were so many athletes that came up to me, and I was so surprised and I was so honored because these are people that I watch on TV. And I felt really grateful and I felt really supported, so it was cool.
Well, Naomi, it was lovely to meet you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker. The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.